The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell in the studio. We have an afternoon of jump action with Newcastle, Taunton and Warwick all staging racing over the obstacles. And we finish the day with an all-weather evening on the poly track at Kempton. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to the card at Newcastle on Thursday.
Yes, we'll get Craig's thoughts on the meeting at Newcastle. He's got three races picked out for us. Are you going on Thursday?
I can't, unfortunately, Mark. It's my kid's nativity play.
Oh, how inconsiderate.
It is, yeah. I'd made plans and, you know, these things creep up on you when I forgot completely about it, but they did switch the performance because it was due to be today.
Right.
I will be able to get there tomorrow, so must go along and do one of these father things rather than taking Newcastle, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. Well, good stuff. Hopefully you can point us in the right direction in terms of the winners anyway. Just a quick look ahead to the weekend stuff as well, Craig. We've got a good couple of days coming up at Cheltenham, and the international hurdle is a little bit more interesting than maybe some would expect with the new one at the top of the market, 8-15. Vanitur, though, an interesting contender there at 2-1, second favourite. And in the Greatwood, he finished runner-up and he went on the inside, didn't he? The ground wasn't ideal there. Do you think he can get anywhere near the new one here?
I do.
Yeah.
I really like Vanitur, Mark. He completely blew me away with his looks prior to his run in the Greatwood. I mean, for me, he was the best-looking horse over those 3 days at Cheltenham, I've seen. Obviously he's going to be much better as a chaser. He's got the size and scope to progress once he starts jumping fences, but in the meantime I think he can go a long way over hurdles, and I certainly won't be surprised if he turns into a live champion hurdle contender come March.
Right.
And I think he could pose big problems for the new one on Saturday.
Yeah, he's probably going to be a match between those two, do you reckon? Sign of a victory won't go, will he, because he's going for the Ladbroke the week after. And then you're going to be looking at nearly double-figure prices for the others, aren't you? So.
Yeah, sign of a victory is progressing well. And, I think Nicky Henderson will be looking after his mark.
Yeah.
To have a chance in a big competitive handicap such as the Ladbroke. So it makes sense that he misses this weekend and goes for the big race on the weekend before Christmas. But Vanitur is a real exciting prospect. The last horse that I can remember that had such an effect on me at Cheltenham, a Sprinter Sacra, when I seen him prior to his run in the Supreme Novices Hurdle.
Oh, he turned out all right.
And he turned out okay. So I'm really excited by Vanitur, and I think, you know, he can go fairly close to the top of the hurdling tree this year.
Okay, interesting stuff. Another one of the big races at Cheltenham this weekend is the Casper Caviar Gold Cup. Cad de Burley heads the market for that at 3-1, only £5 higher than his victory in the Paddy Power. Barrakilla is 8-1 with no buts. Ataglan's 10s with sound investment. Nice Run Frankie 11-1, 12-1 for Eric, 14s for Carrigmorna King, and Dana Edgardo Sol, Splash of Ginge, What a Warrior, and Workbench, and then 16-1 on bigger prices for the others. Trying to emulate Exotic Dancer in winning the two big handicap races at Cheltenham, but not been done since 2006, Craig. Although £5, do you think he's been let off a little bit lightly?
I do, yeah. You know, he beat a useful yardstick in John Spirit, but you have to take into fact, you know, where he came from in that race. He came from a long way back.
Yeah.
So this, you know, slightly longer trip should play to his strengths. And he's a very young horse still, Mark. He's still maturing. My only concern would be, you know, he doesn't carry an awful lot of condition, and whether this race comes a little bit too quick for him after what was quite a hard race in the Paddy Power. I think he's a horse that won't stand a lot of racing looking at him. So that would be my only concern. But the extra distance should definitely suit, and he has to have a very big chance.
Okay. Would you side with him at the moment, or would you take him on? Is there something else in there that you like?
I would be waiting until the final decks come through. There's no outstanding candidate that I want to be playing at this stage of the week and jumping in. But I'm just going to wait until Friday morning, until the decks come out and have a proper look at the race again. We've got a very unsettled forecast, as you've seen this week.
Yeah.
So, again, that could have an impact, because at the moment, I believe we're set to race on decent ground. But that could quickly change looking at the forecast that lies ahead.
Okay, well, according to the paper today, the officials at Cheltenham and Doncaster are both confident that the meetings will go ahead.
That's good news.
Hopefully that's the case. Yeah. Anything else in the news, or should we move on to Newcastle?
I think we've just about covered the main titles in today's paper, Mark. Just Vanateur, I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see, you know, how good he is when he comes up against the new one. So we've got a lot to look forward to this weekend.
Another good weekend. Come every weekend, don't they, in the National Hunt season. It's brilliant stuff. Anyway, let's concentrate on Thursday's action. Craig's going to go through three races for us at Newcastle, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, the 120 at Newcastle is where we start on Thursday, and this is a Class 5 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. We have a field of nine, and which ones have made the shortlist here, Greg?
Yeah, I think the key race here for me, Mark, could be a race run at air where Di Chisla won when Mad for Road was third. The horse that finished second that day, Barra Boy, has subsequently won nicely at Sedgefield. And I think Mad for Road, with his turnaround at the weights with Di Chisla here, could be the one to side with for Ben Haslam. He's just slowly taking his time to get to a decent level of ability over hurdles. He's still only rated 92, but he is starting to take some strides forward, and he is starting to progress. You know, he's been dropped 3 pounds for that last run at Ayr, and with the turnaround at the weights, I think he could turn around the form from air, because Di Chisla has since disappointed at Musselburgh, albeit he did find the track a little on the sharp side that day, so he'll be better suited to a more galloping track. But I just favour Mad for Road to turn the tables from that air run. But there's a couple of others that could get involved in the finish here. Urban Code, who hasn't been seen the best effect since returning from a break, but is well handicapped. And again, this track should play to his strengths. Soft ground won't be a problem. He's another one lurking on a lenient-looking mark. And Some Lad, who is much better treated over hurdles compared to his chase mark, mm-hmm. and comes here in good form after finishing second at Kelso last time, is another one to consider. But he may want better ground than he's likely to encounter on Thursday at Newcastle.
Okay, so Mad for Road to turn the tables.
Yeah, I think this looks a good opportunity for Mad for Road to get his head in front. And off 11.5, he would be the selection.
Okay. The 150 at Newcastle is where we go next. This is a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 2 miles. We have five of them in the lineup here, and several of them coming into this in good form. Uno Valoroso is chasing the hat-trick. Categorical and Trust Thomas both won last time out, and you couldn't completely rule out the other two either, really. What do you make of this, Craig?
Yeah, despite the numbers, I think it's quite a competitive race, Mark. And starting at the top, Categorical comes here in great form, but, 2 mile has got to be a little on the short side for Categorical. Now, 2.5 on a stiff track like Newcastle suits perfectly. That's Categorical's optimum conditions. He's getting on 11 now. He's still, competitive enough off a mark of 118, but I just think this trip could be on the short side for him tomorrow.
Okay.
The bottom one, Uno Valoroso, is unlikely to run out. I think he's only got an entry in case Hexham was abandoned on Wednesday. He was due to take his chance there and trying to complete the hat-trick. So we could be left with four here. And I think Trust Thomas is the one to side with. He was a good winner here last time, beating things for change. But that doesn't tell the whole story, because Clan William was coming with a strong challenge when falling at the last on that occasion for Sue Smith. But Trust Thomas may have just had his measure at that stage anyway. He's since finished fourth, has Clan William. But Trust Thomas, off a mark here that looks fairly decent, seems to have an excellent chance, Mark, to follow up his recent win here.
Okay.
Off £5, really. The handicapper could have been more severe with the penalty for winning here last time.
Yep. Trust Thomas then, the selection in the 150 at Newcastle, and we move on to the 220 next. This is a Class 5 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and only 18 of them in this, Craig. It's a nice, easy race to solve.
Nice and easy, Mark,
yeah.
As you say. Yeah, low grade stuff. Funky Monkey comes here in good form, as does Jukebox Melody, both last time out winners at Catterick and Sedgefield, but they won pretty poor races, it has to be said. They was on decent marks, and you know, for me, I would think they're very unlikely to follow up here from their recent victories. There's a couple that that does interest me here, Mark. The first of those is Northern Acres, who has good course form here. He hasn't really fired so far in his three runs since a summer break, but he's well handicapped on a mark of 89. Nick Alexander's horses, you know, are just starting to get there. He hasn't had the best of starts to the season, but his horses are just starting to come to the boil now, and he's one to consider here. And the other one, I think, that that could be well handicapped for an in-form yard is Native Spa, who ran reasonably well at Kelso last time. I think the step back up in trip will definitely suit Native Spa here. And again, he looks well treated on a mark of 87. Softer ground and 2.5 mile on a stiff track has got to suit better than the sharp test he encountered last time at Kelso. Just favouring Native Spa out the two because of the form of the yard. Michael Smith had a winner again on Tuesday. His horses are in good shape, where Nick Alexander, that's just beginning to get there now. So I think the recent trainer form would just swing this in the balance of Native Spa for me, Mark.
Okay, Native Spa. The selection in the 220. Let's just have a quick summary as always, Craig, if you'll spin us through your thoughts for Newcastle one more time.
Yeah, we're going to go to the 120 for the first selection, and that's Ben Haslam's Mad for Road. In the 150 at Newcastle, Trust Thomas to follow up his recent victory at the track. And finally, in the 220 at Newcastle, Native Spa.
Okay, good work. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck with that, and enjoy Thursday's action.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capel will be the team in the studio. We have this meeting from Newcastle, as well as Taunton and Warwick in the afternoon, and we finish the day with an all-weather card on the poly track at Kempton. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.